going to jail.
Tell Mrs. Richter hi for me.
You don't want the warden to come down here.
Maybe I do.
What do I look like? A doofusaurus?
You look like a ballerina.
Hey guys, it's Zach. Well, it's game night at the Morrisons, and I don't want to miss a minute of the Haley versus Tim matchup. So let's join them now down Gilead Lane.
It's your turn, Tim.
Yikes.
I like my doggy.
I'm glad, Hope.
Life was much simpler when I was a little kid, and all I had was my little tin doggy.
It's your turn, Tim.
But now I've got bills to pay, mortgages to assume,
and dice to roll.
Give me a break. I'm about to enter the Haley High-Rise Hotel District, and all I have is $3 and a tiny steamship.
Courage, son.
It's like steering the Titanic into a sea of red icebergs.
Tim. Your ship cannot stay docked in free parking forever. It is time to take your chances and your community chests and launch into the adventure of the unknown.
The great wise Thimble has spoken.
Oh, brother. Speaking of which, where's Michael?
He's getting dressed.
Hand me the dice, please, and I will face my destiny.
Michael's getting dressed? For what?
For the Sadie Hawkins dance tonight.
The Sadie Hawkins dance? A girl asked Michael?
My doggy can do tricks.
All around me, people go on with their merry little lives. Meanwhile, I must confront my huge fate alone.
What girl?
We can't tell you, Haley.
What?
And now I shall roll the dice, which happens to be the plural for die.
My doggy can roll over and play dead.
Here goes.
Can't you give me a clue?
No.
Michael asked your mother and me not to tell anyone.
Huh. My doggy can roll over and play Monopoly.
Oh, the pain. Oh, the agony. Oh, the... Hey, anybody want to buy a slightly used steamship? Low mileage. Little old lady used it just to go to church once a week.
Whoa! Look at Michael!
You look great!
He's all dressed up!
Does anybody care that life as I know it has just come to an end?
Who is it, Michael? Tell me!
Haley.
I gotta go.
Bye, Michael.
You sure you don't want to ride?
No, thanks. I don't want to make a big deal.
All right.
Hey, aren't you supposed to be in jail?
What?
Not you. Tim.
Wait. That's a 6, not a 5. And that's a 4, which makes 10. Which means I'm going to jail.
Tell Mrs. Richter hi for me.
Haley, that's inappropriate.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail.
What?
I'm
what?
Going
who
to jail.
Who is she?
I'm going to jail.
You can do it, Dad.
Why do they make these necklace things so tiny for big, fat dad thumbs? I need tweezers and a microscope.
You just pull back the little clasp and hook the little chain.
Mm-hmm. And go a little crazy. Come on, you little necklace. I'm sure glad I don't have to wear this.
I'm sure you would look just beautiful.
Thanks, Mom. So you two will be with Anna and Matt, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost had it that time.
You see, Anna invited Matt, and she wanted me to come with them.
I see. Whoops, almost.
That's why I asked Michael.
I still don't get why he wants to meet you at school instead of walking you there.
He doesn't want people to see us walking together.
What?
He's kind of shy about all this.
I would be proud to have a pretty girl like you walking beside me. I'd want everybody to know.
But you're my dad.
Aha! I got it!
Yay!
Okay, turn around and let me look at you. My. You are a beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
I wish your mom could see you now. She would be so proud of you.
Dad, is Mom gonna be all right?
Oh, don't you worry. Under the circumstances, I'm sure she's managing just fine.
What is with you people? Shh! Don't you shush me! Your food isn't fit for a dog! You give me no private bathroom! This mattress has absolutely no back support! And you're forcing me to wear orange!
You'd better pipe down.
It's garish, it's ghastly, and it's not even close to my color palette!
You don't want the warden to come down here.
Maybe I do!
We have a problem here?
Yes, we have a problem here. Do you have any idea who I am?
Richter?
Oh, and that's another thing. I'm not just Richter. My name is Monica Richter.
Well now, Monica Richter, do you have any idea who I am?
I suppose the warden.
You suppose correctly.
Well, finally. It's about time I got some attention around here.
Oh, you have our attention. And I apologize that our facilities are not up to your standards.
I could write a book.
We have some other accommodations that might be more suited to someone of your stature.
Now we're talking.
Right this way, please. Sometimes it's just difficult for people to adjust to this kind of environment.
I'm so glad you understand.
I understand completely. And after I heard about your concerns, I decided to give you a place with a bit more privacy.
Thank you so much. Sometimes all a person needs is for someone else to listen.
You're so right. Well, here we are. Welcome to the hole.
Thank you. I'm sorry, where's the bed?
I understand you had a problem with the bed in the other cell. So we got rid of that problem.
Oh, there's nothing in here at all. What about the restroom?
That's the hole you see in the floor.
Oh.
With all the privacy you ever want.
But you can't. I can't.
And the best thing of all, it's perfectly soundproof.
Wait, let me out of here. I demand that you... No!
Ah! Ah, much better.
What? Mike, you didn't even walk with her?
Matt, what do I look like? A doofusaurus? Only a few people know. And I made them all take a vow of silence, including you.
Okay.
I made sure nobody saw me coming here with her. And if we absolutely have to dance, we'll be over there by the bleachers where it's hard to see anybody.
Wow. Got it all planned out. But I thought you guys were friends.
Right. Friends, Matt. That's it. Nothing more. I don't want anybody getting any ideas here, okay?
You got it. I don't have any ideas.
I don't know why I even agreed to this.
Hi, Michael.
Maya! Oh! Maya. Just talking about you,
Are you okay?
Fine. I just never saw you like this.
You never saw me like this?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I never saw you coming. It's so dark in here, you know.
Like your tie.
It's a clip-on.
I'm impressed.
Richter?
Yes.
The warden wants to know if you're ready to behave.
Yes.
We've had a run of people behaving badly tonight. Must be something in the air.
Is that so?
Yeah, we're close to full.
Is that so?
Which means you're gonna have some cellmates to keep you company.
Is that so?
I can't believe this. Is that you, Monica?
I'm glad we're out of the lights. This is so...
Come on, Michael.
Oh.
Step forward, then step to the side.
Whoops.
Then back one step and over one step.
This is...
Ouch!
I can't do this.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, you look like a ballerina.
Oh, go drown yourself in the punch bowl.
Michael, you can do it. Keep trying, okay?
No, I can't. That's the problem. I've been trying all night. I don't know why I came.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Maybe this wasn't a good idea.
Maybe it wasn't. I'm going home.
Maya?
Yes.
You shouldn't walk home alone.
Officer, I absolutely will not share my cell with a criminal, especially if she knows me.
Well, I could offer you more private accommodations.
Oh? Oh, right.
Nighty-night.
You don't even recognize me, do you? Turn around.
No.
Picture me as a blonde. A lot less wrinkles, lots less meat on my bones.
No.
Buffalo Bob's. You and I were waitresses.
Flo! Is that you?
In the flesh. Although I sure wish I had a little less flesh, you know.
Why are you here? You're the last person I'd expect to see in jail.
I was about to say the same about you, sweetie.
I was framed. They're accusing me of bribery and election fraud.
Oh.
You?
They put me in here for poor money management.
What?
Writing checks that go boing, boing. Plus, they didn't like my handwriting.
I don't understand.
I have this bad habit of autographing other people's checks.
You?
I think we've already established that I'm me.
Right.
Have a seat.
What's become of us, Flo?
Not much, apparently. Hey.
Hmm.
You remember old Mr. McGillicuddy?
Oh, yes. Let's see. 2 eggs over easy, 3 strips of bacon,
not two.
And 2 buttermilk biscuits with blueberry jelly.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
That old guy made us feel like princesses in a castle.
Yeah, instead of waitresses slinging hash browns in a diner.
It all seems like another world behind me.
Yeah, a world you left as soon as you got the chance.
I'd always wondered what happened to you.
No, you didn't, Monica. You never wondered at all.
What?
I couldn't blame you. You were always one step ahead of me and everybody else. Always thinking ahead.
Daddy taught me well. Always stay in control, he used to tell me.
You remember how we used to stay up late after closing and talk sometimes?
Uh-huh.
I remember you cried that one night when you were...
He was a great daddy. He did what he thought he had to do.
Have you seen him since he left?
No. But for some reason, he's been on my mind a lot lately. I often wonder where he is. What he's doing now.
You remember the night when Tom first asked you out?
And I mixed up everybody's orders.
Sure did. What a mess. And 2 nights later, Tom Richter came in his white Mustang and whisked you away to that new, beautiful world you were always looking for.
Yeah. I owe a lot to both Tom Richters. Junior taught me how to love again, and Senior taught me the value of power.
Things really changed for you.
Very much so.
Got your new friend, Richter. Meet Roth. First name, Margie.
Margie?
Richter? Mrs. Richter?
Yes.
You...
I'm sorry.
You don't even know who I am, do you? And you don't even care. I made a promise to myself that one day I would make you pay for what you did to us. And it looks like this is your day.
Maya?
Yes?
I'm...
Michael, I didn't ask you to the dance because I'm in love with you. I asked you because you're a good friend.
Oh.
That's it. At least, I thought you were a good friend.
Friends? That's all?
That's all. I was looking forward to this night for 6 weeks. I got this dress.
I'm sorry, Maya.
You had everything planned out so carefully, didn't you? All to avoid me.
Well...
You remind me of someone else I know.
Psst! Officer!
Got a problem, Richter?
Oh, I cannot be in the same cell with that person. I think my life is in danger.
Well, no. All the other cells are full. Remember?
Oh!
Have fun.
You remember Joe, don't you?
I'm sorry, I don't remember anyone.
Let me help you. Joe was your personal handyman. He gave you 6 years of his life, and I think it's pretty sad you don't even remember his name.
Monica, you don't have to listen to this.
It's all right, Flo. Joe was a little man, wasn't he?
In your eyes, he was. Joe was my dad, Mrs. Richter. A very gifted man. He could do much more than fix your plumbing or build you a tool shed. He was an artist. Beautiful watercolor landscape. He was self-taught. And a musician. Made music that could make you smile or make you cry. But to you, he was just a handyman. And over the years, you belittled him. You humiliated him. Put him in your little box.
I paid him fairly. I pay all my people well.
Oh, you paid your person well. But he ended up paying, and so did the rest of us.
I don't understand.
How true. My mom and I begged him to quit. We saw what you were slowly doing to him as a person. But my dad wasn't a quitter. He was just as determined to persevere as you were to crush him. When he finally decided to confront you, oh, you were one step ahead. You were always in control.
I let him go.
You didn't let him go. You fired him. But that wasn't enough. You were afraid he'd go off telling people all over Coleraine the ugly truth of how you really were. And so you started spreading these nasty rumors about him, how he stole from you, how he could never be trusted. You trashed his reputation to protect your own. My dad tried as hard as he could. But funny thing, no one in town would hire him. We went bankrupt. Mom left, and my dad died of a broken heart. Quite a legacy there, Mrs. Richter. Oh, you won, all right. You broke my dad, my mom, and all of us. But you can't even remember his name.
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are.
I don't understand. Why did you say yes when I asked you to dance?
I guess because no one else asked me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for walking me home.
Sure. Maya?
Yes?
How's your mom? If you don't want to talk about it, I understand.
No, it's fine. Well, Dad says she's doing the best she can, but I'm not so sure. She would have been excited for me tonight.
I can't imagine what this is like for you.
It's even tougher on Dad. And on top of all this, Tiffany's pretty much run away from home. It's really hard for him.
Are you okay?
I will be.
You need any meals brought in or anything?
No, my great aunt Ruth is flying in tomorrow to stay with us and help around the house. She's a pretty amazing lady.
We're praying for you guys.
That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Can you keep a secret?
I'll try.
Don't tell my sister you asked me to the dance.
Oh, Michael. All right.
After all, we're just friends, right?
Right. Good friends.
Yeah.
Good night, Michael.
Good night.
Huh?
Maya, I need to talk to you.
You can come in.
I just got word this morning that your great aunt Ruth had a heart attack.
What? Oh, no.
I'm taking the first flight out to Dallas to check on her.
But what about Mother?
She'll be fine. We both agreed that I need to go. We're the closest family your great aunt has, and as for you, I've already made the arrangements. You'll be staying at the Morrisons.
Oh.
I thought you'd be more excited.
I just think Michael may need a little space right now.
Based on your conversation last night?
Yeah, but Dad, you've got enough to worry about. It'll be okay.
Are you sure?
I'm okay, Dad.
That's my girl.
So do you know anything about this William Paulson man?
He's your attorney. I figured you might know.
He's actually... Never mind.
Right over there. You have 20 minutes.
Mr. Paulson?
Mrs. Richter, are you all right?
I've had an interesting night.
I'm sorry. We'll do our best to get you out of here. We need to go over your options.
Yes, of course.
You sure you're all right?
Of course I'm all right. Just peachy. Let's just see what you have.
All right. One option you have here is to plead guilty and turn state's evidence.
And that means?
You can testify against the people who put you in this position.
You need to know something. I refuse to plead guilty and grovel like a common criminal.
Mrs. Richter, there's not much we can do. And if you don't mind me saying so, in the big picture, you're not the one in control here.
I'm not in control? Well then, Mr. Paulson, who is in control here? Tell me his name. I want to know. Now!
God.
Mr. Paulson, You've been hired for legal advice, not spiritual advice. And I would advise you to keep your religious opinions to yourself. If I'd wanted input from a minister or a priest, I would have called for one.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Come to think of it, I never hired you in the first place. In fact, I want to know who did. Who's paying for you?
A benefactor. That's all I can say.
A benefactor? Well, is it God?
No.
Despite your perspective, and I'm sure your vast knowledge of the situation at hand, I am in control, Mr. Paulson. In fact, let me demonstrate. Because from this day forward, I will handle my own legal affairs, thank you. And you, Mr. Paulson, are fired!
Mrs. Richter, this isn't very wise. It could hurt you. Shouldn't you at least...
Get out!
Richter? Mrs. Richter?
What? What is it?
This is the chaplain. You need to come with us.
What's going on here? What's wrong?
Mrs. Richter, the estate of Edward Ferris has been desperately trying to contact you.
Edward Ferris? Estate?
Yes, your father passed away yesterday.
Monica. Monica, what's wrong?
Go back to sleep.
Monica, tell me what's going on.
Daddy... My daddy's gone.
Oh, Monica. I am so sorry for you, hon. I don't know what to say.
Just you being here. It helps.
Yeah. Sure.
Flo?
Yeah, hon.
Can we talk? Like we used to?
What do you mean I can't go?
Because of discipline issues. Warden Schmidt has denied your request. Oh.
Now, hold on here. She can't go to her own father's funeral.
Fletcher, this is between me and Richter. Now, Richter, you can consult your attorney if you'd like.
My attorney? My attorney is...
I'm sorry.
Monica.
Tom's coming back. But the funeral is tonight.
I wish there was something we could do for you, honey.
Mrs. Richter, you did some awful things to me and my family. But no one deserves this. Not even you.
Thank you, Margie.
Well, some good news for everybody. Fletcher and Roth, you're both released. And Richter, you'll have a jail cell all to yourself again.
What? No!
Officer, could I stay just one more night?
Now there's a first. But I'm sorry. Those are the rules.
Oh, Monica. Here, let me give you a hug.
Bye, Mrs. Richter.
Goodbye, Margie.
They'll process you through and then you'll be out of here. Hope you got an umbrella. They say there's a big storm coming this way.
Oh!
Richter, the warden. Remember? I'll be back.
Always stay in control. Daddy, I can't. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm not in control anymore. Somebody else is. God!
Wow, Monica is in a tough place physically. But it seems like she's going to the right place in her heart. Can you believe that she's finally seeing that there's someone else who's in control? That's not an easy thing to learn. Matter of fact, all throughout the Bible, we see kings and prophets and normal people like you and me wrestling with this idea of letting God take control of their lives. Anything short of giving all of our heart and all of our life to God is called idolatry. Idolatry is like the word sounds. It's putting an idol, even an idol such as ourselves, before God. Deuteronomy 5:7 says that God is a jealous God. And that means he wants us to give him total control because he's God and because he loves us. He certainly knows more about life than we do. So let me ask you, have you done this? Have you given God complete control of your heart and life? Listen, it's the safest and best place to be. And if you want to learn more about what that means and how to do that, you should talk to your parents or your pastor or even get your mom and dad's permission and call our friends at 888-NEED-HIM. They would love to hear from you. Today's episode, Always Stay in Control, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Our recording engineer was Roy Wallace, post-production by Joe Carroll, and additional recording by Austin Rusthofer. Music was provided by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. We'll see you again right back here next time, down Gilead Lane.